Everybody around the nation and around the world this morning, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you on this Sunday, folks. Hope you're having a great weekend, and we're certainly having a good weekend here in the great Rocky Mountains. We're having a little bit of springtime weather, but don't think that's going to last for good, because we do have April and May to go through yet, and sometimes, even though we have a lot of sunshine and the blue skies, we have some rain and snow and sleet and so forth usually in April, and a little bit in May too, but it's a beautiful day today in the great Rocky Mountains. Good to be back with you, folks. We're here at the at our two police and military associations, and we're waiting for our guest to come on the line. We have the father-in-law of Ignacio Ramos on the line with us today, Joe Loya. And Joe is a fantastic father-in-law, let me tell you. Nacho, that is the nickname for Ignacio Ramos, married Monica, who's Joe's daughter. And Monica is a great wife and a great mother, and has stood by Ignacio through several years of absolute terror as our government traitors, and I will say that, government traitors that are trying their best to shut down the Border Patrol of America, has attacked these two families unmercifully. They have done in court what we wrote a whole newsletter on here about, 8 months ago. We wrote a newsletter. Some of you received our Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter on constitutional issues on the corruption of the American court system. And in that newsletter, we listed 12 ways in which judges and prosecutors, government judges, government agent judges is the best way to say it, government agent prosecutors conspire legally together, violating the right of political prison come before them. So I hear the music. We'll be right back after important messages. Hopefully we'll have Joe Loya on the phone with us. Right back.
Can Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Our guest, Joe, is not with us right now. He'll be with us very, very soon, we understand. He's gotten held up a little bit. But I want to share with you a story here from the father-in-law, Joe Loya, as he wrote to the President of the United States to tell him what happened. I happen to think the President of the United States already knew what happened because the President of the United States and his criminal family and the criminal cabal he works for wants the southern border totally open, and great Border Patrol agents like Ramos and Compion have done excellent work in the years they've been on to try to stop the drug running into the United States, and Ramos himself have been involved in over 100 drug busts in the years he's been on. Over 100 drug busts, folks. Very excellent officer, Border Patrol agent, who was up for Officer of the Year, Border Patrol Agent of the Year, before this happened. And then after the government of the United States, through Clinton wasn't half the criminal as the Bush crime family is, But anyway, the Bush crime family decided on a plan of closing down the border by prosecuting the best Border Patrol agents and putting them in prison, and or leaving the border totally open, I should say, not closing down the border, but leaving it totally open, by having our Border Patrol agents stand down. When they see, and there's been about three already put in prison for doing excellent, excellent work in stopping illegal aliens and drug runners from coming into this country. And also, if you believe it, some terrorists too, because when you stop illegal aliens coming in, guess what? You have others than Mexicans, other than Latinos, coming in this country who could be terrorists, trying to pay us back for our attacks in their nations and killing almost 700,000 people now we've killed in Iraq alone. And so, yes, there are people that hate America coming across our southern border, and the Bush crime family wants that to happen. They're hoping before they have to do another false flag operation and our own government top leaders blow up America again like they did on 9/11, that the right terrorists will come across the border and blow us up, and they won't have to do a false flag operation, you see? So that's what they're hoping for. But, folks, we've heard from Border Patrol agents here at our two police and military associations who are standing down. They tell us that the Border Patrol is standing down because some of their best officers are now in prison and or going to prison. There's another wonderful officer, Border Patrol agent, that may be very well on his way to prison now because of him doing his job, just like Jose Compion, I guess is the way they say it, and then Ignacio Ramos. So I want to share a little bit of Joe Loya's letter to the president, okay, about his son-in-law and what has happened to him. He says, "My name is Joe Loya, and I am the father-in-law of Border Patrol agent Ignacio Nachos Ramos. There are plenty of versions of what actually took place when two Border Patrol agents, Ignacio Ramos and Jose Compion, tried to chase down a drug smuggler in El Paso, Texas. But unless you were there, unless you were present for the 15-day trial, unless you paid $6,000 to read the 3,000-page transcripts, can you believe that price, folks? They don't want you to read that 3,000-page transcript, so they're charging $6,000 for it so that the people can't read it. The average Joe can't pay $6,000 to read that transcript." He goes on to say, "Unless you spoke with the fellow officers, unless you saw the affidavits from jurors who claim that they were bullied into going along with the conviction, you cannot appreciate the enormity of this outrage. Please listen to my story, and then please do everything you can to persuade President Bush to issue an immediate pardon to these two fine agents." Okay, I was wrong. This isn't the letter to President Bush, okay? Joe Loya wrote one to the Congress and the President, and this isn't it. This is to the people where he is explaining what happened. Sorry about that. He says, "What really happened? Basically, two Border Patrol agents attempted to interrupt a cross-border drug smuggling operation, fired their weapons in self-defense at an admitted illegal alien, drug smuggler, Osvaldo Adroit de Villa. The smuggler managed to escape across the border into Mexico, but he left his vehicle loaded with more than 700 pounds of marijuana. It was another good bust. Agent Ramos has taken part in more than 100 drug busts and has never hurt anyone, despite having been assaulted and fired upon many times. The drug smuggler de Villa surfaced again a month later with the help of his longtime friend, Border Patrol agent Rene Sanchez, stationed in Wilcox, Arizona. De Villa was also assisted by Homeland Security agents, one of them Christopher Sanchez in El Paso, who started an investigation into the case. Somehow, they managed to get Deborah K. Chanoff, chief prosecutor for major crimes in the U.S. Office Attorney's Office in the Justice Department involved. How or why someone at this level, the chief prosecutor for major crimes, would want to escalate and aggressively prosecute two outstanding Border Patrol agents for administrative policy violations is a whole other story. Well, folks, administrative policy violations is allegedly because Jose Compion and Ignacio Ramos picked up their rounds, their rounds that they fired, the cartridges, spent cartridges off the ground, and did not personally file a report on shooting their guns. But I want you to know, folks, that since this was written on December 5th, things have changed. Now the guys have gone to prison for messing up a crime scene and not reporting that they fired their weapons. They're in prison for that, and also shooting, allegedly shooting, because we're not sure either one of them actually shot this illegal alien drug smuggling felon in the buttocks, like he was found shot in the buttocks, or presented himself shot in the buttocks. But here's what's happened, folks. Since this December 5th letter from the father-in-law, we have found out through our police and military association here and through some Border Patrol agents that Jose Compion and Ignacio Ramos were not supposed to file a firing a weapon report. Okay? What happens, and I've actually seen this in the Border Patrol writings, the Border Patrol agents, if they fire their weapons, the INS agents come in and do an investigation, and they personally interview the agent, the Border Patrol agent that fired his weapon, and they take the report. The Border Patrol agents are not allowed to file a report of firing their weapons. Now, that is right in the books, right in the articles from the manuals from the Border Patrol agency, okay? So this stuff of them sneakily picking up their fired rounds and hiding them and not reporting it is not true, because we also now have 9 agents that were not allowed to testify on behalf of the two Border Patrol agents that are now in prison under a death sentence, and tell that they heard Ignacio Ramos at the site, at the crime scene, and Jose Compion tell their supervisor that they had fired their weapons. So they did report to their supervisor that was on site that they had fired their weapons. And so the Border Patrol supervisor then, according to policy, was supposed to get a hold of the INS and have the INS contact these officers to take their report of them firing their weapons. That didn't happen. The supervisor did not do that. But the supervisor was kind enough to get on the stand during the trial and lie through his teeth and say that they never told him, that Ramos and Compion never told him that they fired their weapon. But we have 9 fellow Border Patrol agents that would have taken the witness stand if the corrupt judge and the corrupt government agent prosecutor would have allowed them to take the stand and testify against the supervisor and show that he was lying, that their 2 fellow agents did, right there at the crime scene, after it happened, tell them that they had fired their weapon. Let me go back to Joe Loya's letter now. This prosecutor, U.S. Attorney's Office Chief Prosecutor Chanoff, acted swiftly, handing down immunities to anyone who would testify against Ramos and Compton. She's quite an act to follow there, folks. We'll be right back and talk about government conspiracy, the government criminal attack on our 2 good buck Border Patrol agents in prison under Master at Destiny. Wait, right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
We now have Joe Loyal on the line with us, folks. And like I say, this man is a great American. I'm telling you that he's a great father-in-law, but also he's a great American, folks, because everything he's doing to try to expose the criminal activity on the part of the judge and the prosecutor and the White House, because this chief prosecutor came all the way from Washington, D.C., she was head of major crimes for the U.S. Attorney's Office. I'm sure the Bush crime family sent her in to make sure that these two guys go to prison to try to force the Border Patrol to stand down. Now, this is coming to you from an old cop, a police investigator of many years, and also the feelings of many of our fellow officers here at our two police and military associations. And so with Joe on the line, I want to say, Joe, brother, everything you do to try to expose this criminal activity on the part of the judges and the prosecutor and the White House in these type of cases, and this isn't the first one, is helping my three boys and my nine grandchildren try to retain their freedom here in America, brother. And I'm just proud to know you, Joe, and thank you for standing up and fighting back against this criminal activity at very high levels of government. Welcome to the program, Joe.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'd like to start by just saying that, yeah, this is the greatest miscarriage of justice that I have ever seen, and I will ever see in my 64 years on this great land of ours, the United States of America. I love my country. I don't blame this injustice on our country. I blame it on this vicious, unethical, overzealous prosecutor and a lot of mistakes by the judge in this case also, because these two young dedicated agents, young fathers, are innocent. But this is a pattern now that we have seen by the Johnny Sutton, the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Texas, and I feel strongly that he and his assistant prosecutors, Deborah Kanoff and Jose Luis Gonzalez, should be indicted, because this is not the worst case of aiding and abetting that you have ever seen of an illegal alien drug smuggler, admitted drug smuggler, then we will never see another one.
I'll tell you, Joe, it's sad when you see that the prosecutors and the judge in these cases can tamper with the jury and totally withhold evidence, withhold witnesses, to railroad people like your son-in-law and Jose Compion into prison, and they get away with it all the time and are never prosecuted, because if you want to prosecute a prosecutor or a judge, you have to go before another judge and a prosecutor, and they're in the same old boys' club. And
absolutely.
So it doesn't happen, or old girls' club. I guess the judge is a female, is she not?
She is. Kathleen Cardone was appointed by George Bush. Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She was brought up as a family judge, and they brought up when she became Republican, she used to be a Democrat. Then immediately George Bush appointed her as a district judge. And during that 12-day trial, and I was there every minute of that 12-day trial, she was, I don't know much about law. I have studied a lot of it since this incident for 2 years now.
Sure.
But I tell you what, she was incompetent.
Well, I'll tell you, brother, she's more than that. We officers who have gone before these judges hundreds and hundreds of times know that they purposely get promoted because they're, as we always say in law enforcement, they're willing to shoot their mama for a nickel and take bets on which way she'll fall. In other words, they're totally sold out, or they don't get promoted. If they will not protect the system and the criminals at the top of the system, our American system, then they don't get promoted, brother. And so she's not just incompetent. She knew that there was evidence that should have been put in to save these two guys. She knew there was witnesses that should have been come before the court to save these two guys. And she conspired with the prosecutors on behalf of, we feel here at our Police and Military Association, on behalf of the Bush crime family, to close down the Border Patrol by railroading your son-in-law and Jose Compion into prison. So go right ahead, Joe, though. I want to shut up, and I want to just pass the microphone to you, so to speak, and let you tell us what we need to know and how we can help get our brothers out of prison.
Well, you know, if you've gone into the Agent Ramos website or website Agent Ramos, you can read the 7-page letter that I wrote to U.S. Congress on Christmas Day, and there has not been any rebuttal. There has not been anybody that says that they have provided any contradiction to my story, and this was a result of hundreds of hours of investigation, because we ran out of money a long time ago. We couldn't hire an investigator to go out there and pay him $10,000 just to go out there and take some measurements, which is what I did, and timing and the whole bit. And I just want the people to know that this guy was not shot in the back. He was shot in a bladed position as he was pointed at my son-in-law, Agent Ramos.
Stop.
With a shiny object.
Stop right there, Joe. Now, we're going to take a break, but our listeners don't know what a bladed position is. So when we get back, tell them what he was shot in a bladed position. Now, I know, as the officer was talking about, explain to our listeners what you're saying. Prove that this guy was our brother off. We'll be right back. So, stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack Flam program. To have you with us today, and I'll tell you, folks, we in law enforcement, and those of us retired out of law enforcement like myself, hate bad officers. I mean, in Phoenix, Arizona, all the years I was a cop, I reported bad officers that did things criminal. I didn't put up with it because we were not on the streets of Phoenix to act like criminals, to arrest criminals. And a lot of us wouldn't put up with it. And I know Joe feels the same way, and I'm sure Ramos and Compion feel the same, that they hate officers that get involved in criminal activity and do things criminal as much as we do, because that's the way it is with good officers. And so, Joe, as I was saying before we left for the break, you mentioned the word bladed position. This is very, very important to the case. Could you explain to our listeners what you're talking about there when this drug-running felon turned to shoot at our two brothers?
Yes. What happened before that is when Agent Ramos was in pursuit of of the smuggler after he ditched his van load of marijuana into the canal, he assaulted Agent Compion, who tried to apprehend him. He knocked him down. Agent Compion dropped his shotgun, and he left it there. He took off after the smuggler, jumped on his back, brought him down again on the other side of the elevated levee road, and this is when the smuggler beat up on Compion and got up and threw dirt all over him, but knowing well that Compion was a lot faster than him, even though Compion is only 5'5", and the smuggler is 6'1", he started running away from Compion. Compion testified that the smuggler pulled out something shiny and pointed at him with his left arm as if he was going to shoot him. Compion pulled out his Beretta, and he took several shots at him, but never hit him, missed. I think Compion was in shock more than anything. But you'll later see in the transcripts that the prosecution told the jury that Compion had fired 16 shots when there was never an investigation in this case. However, the smuggler testified, or it's in a transcript, rather in memorandums that I've got, that the statements that the drug smuggler gave Homeland Security, the smuggler said that Compion fired 5 or 6 shots, but Deborah Kainoff, the prosecutor, said that he fired 16 shots. And, of course, as you probably know already, as you read the transcripts, all this will be in there. But the agents were first charged with assault with a deadly weapon, and then secondly, they were charged with attempted murder. Now, I just want you to know how weak the government case was, because every month this prosecutor would add another count against them. Even after the original indictment, she kept adding. Every time she offered him a plea bargain, every time they rejected, she would add another count against him. I think this is against the Constitution, but we're going to deal with that later. However, you know, the first plea bargain, these guys were facing 40 years to life in prison for attempted murder and 12 other counts that she brought against them. And every plea bargain offer was rejected. The first one was for 20 years. Second one was for 15, one for 10, one for 5, and I think it was 5 weeks before trial that they were offered 18 months in prison and pay the medical bills of the drug smuggler. And, you know, if this guys had been guilty, they would have taken that 18 months in a heartbeat, because they were facing 40 years to life.
If they were guilty, that's right. Yes, they would have
right.
That, I'm sure, because they would have known that's a good deal, but two guys that are totally innocent are offended by not standing up and proving they're innocent against a drug-running felon. And so I understand their position. Being honorable men, they were not going to claim that they were guilty of anything when they were not. And it makes me just burning up, Joe, that the prosecutors, government prosecutors and the judge, allowed the criminal and the liar, drug-smuggling felon, to get on the witness stand and say, I was not armed, and the two agents got up and says he pointed something silver and shiny at us as if he was going to shoot at us, and guess what? They propounded it into the jury to accept the drug-running felon liar's testimony that he wasn't armed. And yet you say, and I've read this in other places too, other reports, that some of the family members of this drug-running felon have been interviewed, Joe, and they have told, have they not, that he always carried a gun. Is that right?
Absolutely. These guys carry guns. They're well-armed all the time, not only to protect themselves against the law enforcement and the Border Patrol, but also to protect their load from other smugglers, because
this is like
pirates on the high seas. You know, they're always trying to seize the drugs from each other. And,
he had $1 million worth of drugs. He had $1 million worth of drugs in that truck, so a guy has to be armed. And I can tell you, Brother Joe, as being a cop in the city streets of Phoenix, that the drug runners we arrested were armed, and there was none of them that were not armed. And so for the prosecutor to accept this man's version of the story against the two Border Patrol agents that had impeccable records just makes me so angry, I can't tell you, Joe.
Well, you know, getting back to the altercation between Compion and the drug smuggler, I was going to tell you that after the drug smuggler ran away from Compion, pointed at him, and Compion took several shots, this is when Ignacio Ramos, my son-in-law, was coming out of the canal. He heard the shots, and this is out there in the more or less it's desert land out there. On the U.S. side, there's a bunch of farmland, but between there and the river is about 150 yards of nothing but desert. And this is where Agent Ramos, with total disregard for his own safety, knew he had to go to the aid of his fellow agent Compian, who he knew that had disappeared on the other side of the levee with a drug smuggler. And when he found Compian on the ground, all covered with dirt, he didn't know if Compian had been shot. He didn't know who had fired the shots. But
right.
All he saw was the smuggler running towards the river, which was still over 100 yards away to get back into Mexico. And so he chased the smuggler. He started foot pursuit on the drug smuggler. And the drug smuggler, as he was running, is when he turned and pointed at Ramos with the same shiny object, which Ramos he really described it as a pistol. However, we will never know because, as you know, he got away. This is when Ramos took one shot only. That's all he took. And, the prosecutors, he took one shot, and the drug smuggler turned and kept on running, and he disappeared into the tall brush along the river. And then two other agents arrived, and I know the names of every person out there that day, one by the name of last name of Irigoyen, another one by the last name of Mendez, and they waited, and they saw the drug smuggler finally come out of the brush, run across the dry riverbed, and get into a waiting vehicle with two other, I'm sure there were also drug smugglers, because I'm sure that was plan B if he was ever to get chased or to be apprehended. So they disappeared. They took off in their vehicle. Now, let me go back to the trial itself. When they said that the prosecutor said that the bullet knocked down the drug smuggler, and that the drug smuggler just sat there on the ground waiting for the guys to come and take him, and that they walked up to him, saw him, put their guns away, you know, like the old cowboy movies where they blow the smoke from the barrel and then just put their guns away.
Yeah.
And they left him there, knowing well that the whole Border Patrol out there in that area knew about this, you know, and this was a statement. I mean, the prosecution had 1 year to make up all these lies and to coach these and tutor these guys, the three agents who turned government witnesses to save their own skin, and especially the drug smuggler who was given full immunity, and they rolled out the red carpet for him. They gave him immunity before they even brought him back into the United States, and they took him to the Army Hospital in El Paso. I'm in Phoenix right now, as a matter of fact. I'm not in El Paso, but I'll be headed back tonight. They gave him full immunity in exchange for his – they gave him a crossing card so he could come – go back and forth to El Paso to get medical treatment at the Army Hospital. And, of course, he filed a $5 million lawsuit on the one charge of violation of his civil rights. And that may have been settled a week ago, but we're trying to get confirmation on that because it's supposed to be sealed. Anyway, this is what what happened that day. And you know, the prosecution also claimed that Mr. Davila, the drug smuggler, all he wanted to do was surrender. Well, that would have been quite a historical moment because this would have been the first time a drug smuggler wanted to surrender who was facing over 20 years in prison.
Yeah.
Nothing makes sense, you know, and it gets worse. I'll tell you, it gets worse.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, brother, I don't know how it could be any worse than the absolute criminal activity on the part of the prosecutors to build this case on lies and on phony evidence and denying the two brothers of ours the ability to put on a fair trial and to have a fair hearing on their side. I'll tell you, it's amazing. But I'll tell you, folks, we didn't cover this, and I want to cover it, Joe, is that we know that the man hit Compion, knocked him down when he was telling him to halt, and they wrestled. And at that time, Joe, he became a felon, and he was a fleeing felon. And I'm sure they didn't let that come up at trial. When an officer tells you to stop and you get in a fist fight or a wrestling match with him and knock him down and injure him, you're a felon from then on. That's a felony that you've just committed. So we have a fleeing felon here, and even if he hadn't turned and pointed the gun at these guys, they can shoot at a fleeing felon. And so he's not an innocent man at the point where he knocked down these officers and struggled and injured Compion and took off. But the fact is, the fact of the case is, folks, that the examination of the wound of this criminal drug-running felon shows, the scientific evaluation shows that he was turned in a bladed position, meaning he was stooping down as he was running and trying to fire his gun, turned around because of the trajectory of the round that went into his buttocks and went into his scrotum, I understand, Joe, somewhere down there in his private parts anyway, that he had to be pointed that direction. He was not running away. He was turning to fight and to fire when these guys shot him. Otherwise, he would have been shot in the rear end as he was running away if his story was true. Isn't that true, Joe?
Yes, sir. You know what the newspapers had been telling the people around the country was that this guy was shot in the buttocks. He was not shot in the buttocks. The bullet hit him on the side between the left leg and the left buttock. The trajectory took the bullet across to his right groin, and it severed his urethra. And the doctor, the Army doctor who removed the bullet fragment from the drug smuggler testified to this, you know, that the drug smuggler had to be in a running position and pointing back with his left arm at Agent Ramos when he received the wound.
Yes.
However, as you know, the government tried to say that that this guy was shot in the buttocks, and that's just what you've heard for many, many months. But, you know, I've been on this case for 22 months, and at the beginning, I was telling my story, and I was trying to get it out to the nation. I was trying to get some attention on this, and everybody was skeptical because they figured, oh, this guy's related to the agent. You know, he's just talking. But now that the transcripts are out, now that the government has admitted to lying to the Congress on this case, and Johnny Sutton especially, who is the one that claimed that they never could link the drug smuggler to the van load of marijuana. Well, he said that's the reason why he didn't charge the drug smuggler, because they could not link him to the van. However, you know, they knew from day one, because when they sent this Christopher Sanchez, the Homeland Security investigator, who is also a big liar, over across the border into Juarez, Mexico, to find the drug smuggler,
yeah,
and bring him back. They offered him immunity from prosecution, and now they're saying they offered him immunity from prosecution only for his testimony on the stand. But, you know, when he brought another load of marijuana 8 months later while we were pending this trial was pending, they didn't arrest him on the second load, but there was an indictment and there was a warrant in the Drug Enforcement Sheriff's Department computer. And this was confirmed, and I have an agent or rather a deputy with the Sheriff's Department who I think might have done it already, but he was willing to give us a signed sworn affidavit on this, because this was in the computer the day of the verdict on these two agents last March.
Yeah.
And then two months later, in May of 2006, that information, that warrant and that indictment had been expunged by the government. And this is what the Sheriff's Department told me, because I met with them for 2 hours. They said, only the government can do this. We don't have that capability. We can retrieve information, but we cannot change any information or add any information to the case in the computer system. So, you know, the government covered up for the drug smuggler again. And you know why? Because if they had arrested the drug smuggler on the second load, and we have the guy that he delivered to, we have his name.
Yes.
You will see the story on WorldNet Daily that Jeremy Corsi has written the last two, 3 days. But anyway, if they had arrested the drug smuggler, this would have thrown the whole case out the window, because it was kept from the jury that this guy was an admitted habitual drug smuggler, and that was sealed evidence that was never presented to the jury, and it would have made quite a difference in the jury verdict, because
sure,
at the beginning of deliberations, we heard from the jurors afterwards, nine of the jurors were for the agents, and three were for the government, but because of all the lying, especially by the jury foreman who told those people that the judge had told them that they could not have a hung jury, and they wanted to get out of there quickly because they had been there almost 3 weeks, and they were on spring break. That was March of last year. Next month, these people finally went ahead and voted on a guilty verdict. But three of them have come forward and signed affidavits, the sworn affidavits. They were bullied into a guilty decision, and they were lied to and misled by the jury foreman, who supposedly told them that he had a lot of juror experience, that he worked for the government, that he was getting full pay for every day that he was in that on that trial, and you know they believed him.
So he was actually working for the government. He was jury foreman, right? Really. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back with you, folks. Talk about a criminal government, folks. It's unbelievable. These people truly ought to be charged. All these government people ought to be charged with felony and be put in prison. Truly should. We'll be right back with more FOIA after the break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam. I have on with us a man that's amazed America. He And I want to tell you, folks, everything Joe Loya does in this case helps every single one of us and helps our nation, because we've got to get these Border Patrol agents to not be afraid now of doing their jobs, just like Ramos and Compion did. Oh, excellent job, excellent job. Not going to prison. Okay, and so we'll go right back to Joe now, and I want to thank you again, Joe, for being such a fantastic father-in-law and also an American that's helping all of us resolve this very criminal and evil system of our top government leaders trying to shut down our border patrol to leave the southern borders open to drug runners, terrorists, and millions and millions of illegal aliens coming in. Brother, go right ahead.
Yeah, you're right about that. You know, we've got 11, 12,000 Border Patrol agents trying to protect our nation, trying to protect our over 300 million people in the United States. And while we're invading Iraq, we're being invaded by Mexico and doing nothing about it except for us, or we the people. We're the ones that are really fighting the problem here. And I'm not just talking about illegal immigration. I'm mainly talking about drug smugglers and coyotes. If these people have $2,000 to pay a coyote to bring them over here, they should pay it to an attorney. They should pay it to somebody that can get them here legally if they want to come here this fast. But, you know, they'd rather pay the $2,000 to a coyote and take their chances out there in the desert. And, I mean, it's just so criminal. Everything is just absolutely criminal. And, like I said, we've only got 11, 12,000 Border Patrol agents patrolling thousands of miles of border, both on the Canadian border and the Mexican border. And yet, if you split it into three shifts, we're looking at, what, about 4,000 men per shift.
Yeah, over three
for the whole United States.
That's right. Yeah,
These two agents, my son-in-law, had been involved in approximately 100 drug busts. Ignacio Ramos, who is now at the Yazoo prison in Yazoo City, Mississippi, and who was brutally beaten 3 weeks ago by six illegal immigrants doing time for felonies in that prison after he was identified. After watching America's Most Wanted, and by the way, John Walsh of America's Most Wanted supports these agents 100%, and he had our permission, and we did the interviews with them, with America's Most Wanted, and a lot of people have asked me if they blame them for the exposure. I said, no, we signed, and we gave them permission to use this statement because they are on our side.
Yeah.
The fact that the illegals were able to identify him and beat him brutally 3 weeks ago, it just adds to the nightmare of my family, because now he's in isolation. He's in a 6x12 cell with a steel door. He's in there 24 hours a day, and they say they got him in there for protection, but when I asked the prison camp administrator, Charlie Smith, I said, isn't that kind of cruel? I said, why are you doing this? He said, for his own protection.
Yeah.
I said, well, tell me, how bad is it in that they call it a shoe, that isolation? He said, well, let me put it to you this way. He said, it's like you being locked up in your bathroom 24 hours a day. I said, at least my bathroom has a window. You know, this guy's not allowed to read the Bible. He's not allowed to read newspapers. He's not allowed to read anything else. I'll give you a P.O. box number that you can write to him. I like the people that write to him, sending cards, sending letters.
Joe, we've got 1 hour left, other side of this break. So can you stay with us, Joe?
Sure.
For the second hour, okay, folks, get your pencil and papers now. We're going to give you out information how to contact the Ramos family and also Agent Ramos, and you definitely want to do that. We'll be right back.